لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. And today we'll be talking about Surah Ali Imran. Be with us from start to end, an immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before we perform any permissible deed or we do any permissible task. I make this intention that I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. You make this intention, you'll be with us from start till end. It's just about 15 minutes or so, very short and brief program. You will watch it until the end and you will remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge onto others too. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Respect viewers, as I earlier said, today we'll be talking about Surah Ali Imran. Surah Ali Imran was revealed in Madinah Tayyaba. It has 20 ruku' and 200 verses, ayahs. Ali Imran, why is it named as Surah Ali Imran? The reason of its name is because Al means progeny. In 5th ruku, verse 33 until verse 54, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala and father Imran's Al, progeny, their character and their excellences, they have been mentioned in this surah. That's the reason it is named as Surah Ali Imran. Let's talk about the subject and some of the topics which have been discussed in this blessed surah of Quran. Mainly in this surah, the birth of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha and how she radiallahu anha was raised and where Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha would get food, rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam stood and made dua. This is what is also discussed. The glad tidings of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiina alayhi salatu wasalam's birth, which was given to Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, this is also is discussed. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's mu'jizat, miracles, they have also been mentioned. In the surah, proofs have been mentioned about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prophethood of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Quran being true book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their proofs are mentioned. It is also mentioned that in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best religion is religion of Islam. The account of Day of Mifaq, when the promise from all Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam was taken about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and to help him, subhanallah, that ahd, that promise is also discussed in this very surah. The sacredness of Makkatul Mukarramah, Khana-i Kaaba, House of Allah, its excellence, and the excellence of the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama over all other Ummahs is also mentioned in this very surah. The battle of Badr and Uhud has been discussed and the lessons learned from these battles are also mentioned. The virtues of those who spent for the betterment of Ummah, do ihsan on others and are not miser, their virtues are also mentioned. Martyrs are alive and they get risk sustenance from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they become happy upon this fadl. This is mentioned in this surah. In Surah Ali Imran, at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites people to ponder over the wonders of this world, on this earth and in the skies, and advised to remain patient while striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to guard Islamic borders. At the end, I would like to mention a few rewards of this surah. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala and says that the one who recites last 10 verses of Surah Ali Imran at night, for him reward of doing ibadah whole night will be written. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. We should make a habit of reciting last 10 verses of Surah Ali Imran. Inshallah, we'll gain reward of worshipping whole night. Hazrat Makhul radiallahu ta'ala says, the one who recites Surah Ali Imran on Friday until night, angels keep praying for that person. Subhanallah. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, if you want prayers of angels, then recite Surah Ali Imran. There are so many barakas and blessings. Alhamdulillah, we learnt rewards and benefits of Surah Ali Imran. I hope you must have learnt. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful surah next time in the same program. Keep watching Madani Channel and keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam and the Holy Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Quran.